Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio Blog Talk. Thank you guys for joining in on the line today. Today we're just talking about the peace of God and how His peace just keeps us in a place where there's such a settlement in our spirit, regardless of what it is that we're going through. We've been talking about praise and worship a couple of our sessions, and then today, a few weeks, we've also talked about how the peace of God just makes us feel, you know, just not just so much as feeling, but helps us to understand that in spite of everything that's going on, that the presence of God is there, and that just kind of brings us to a place of contentment. We're content in every situation. We're content no matter what we face. We're content. So today we're just going to hit a few areas when it comes to the peace of God and being in that place, because we need to understand that God wants to make us whole. He doesn't want us to spend all of our days hurting and feeling some type of way and feeling lost and confused in our mind and in our thoughts. And so, you know, when we're not walking in the peace of God, it just seems like things are not coming together the way that we would like for it to come together. We do know that through challenges, through our challenges, there is a growth process. And so when we look at our challenges, we shouldn't look at it as being something that's holding us back. You know, a challenge, whatever challenge we go through in life, is an opportunity for us to grow. Let's open in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the end time. Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give me the words to speak to your people on the air today, Father God, that they would be encouraged and inspired. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into rule over the airwaves. We blot out all distractions and hindrance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for those who are coming on the line, God, who made the time to come on the line. I thank you for those who continually support in this ministry, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So again, today we're just talking about the peace of God and how you know, we have to understand that in life, you know, we go through some things, and it's up to us to choose what battles we will fight. You know, I mean, just plain and simple, every battle is not ours, you know, to fight. Every battle is not ours to take on. In other words, we know that the battle belongs to God. It doesn't belong to us. It's already won indeed. But, you know, some of the stuff that we pick up, some of the stuff that we choose to carry on ourselves, what we do is we put ourselves in a situation where we take on those battles ourselves, and then before you know it, we get heavy, we get weighted down with a lot of unnecessary stuff, and then we lose our peace in the process of it. Why is that? We lose our peace in the process of it because we done picked up something that only God should have picked up or can pick up. We stepped in the way, you know, and we've basically hindered everything that it is that God wants to do because we put ourselves in a place where only He should be. One of the things I do know in this hour is that some people are, you know, you have to discern when it comes to dealing with people, because you have some people who are flocking to us for their own selfish gain. And when I say that, I mean, you know, they want the blessings of God, but they don't want to make any changes in their life. And what that does is they continue to come back to us, to the leaders, and expect a miracle. We're just vessels. We're not God. And so when people begin to come to you and make demands on you as if you can make things happen, you know, we need to seek the face of God for that. For starters, you know, we need to make sure that they understand that I am only a vessel. You know, I am only here, you know, as a tool, as a vessel to help you, you know, get to that place that you need to get to. But it's really God who strategically planned those things. And so we have to make sure that we're telling these people, you know, telling those who we're mentoring and tutoring and teaching, you know, that they understand that, you know, we are only vessels. There's a lot that we can do, but it's also a lot that we cannot do because we are not God. What happens is when we start to take on a lot of issues like that, your life becomes confused. There's a lot of confusion that comes in. Sometimes we face confusion on our jobs. We face confusion in our home. You know, we come across a lot because life, again, you know, life is full of blessings, but life also has some disappointments there. And sometimes, you know, when the disappointments are heavy, we find ourselves, you know, forgetting about walking in the peace of God. The peace of God is something that you have to demand yourself to walk in, and we can do that. How do we do that? We do that by declaring the word of God over our life. We do that by learning who God is, learning who he is as Jehovah Shalom. It's like when you go through a storm, you know, and I'm telling you, when you go through a storm and you just feel like nothing can move you, nothing can shake you. Why? Because you're in the peace of God. You come to know him as the peace of God when he calms the storm. It seems like, you know, the storm is calmed, but you know the storm is still going on, but he has you walking in that place of calmness. He has you walking in that place of certainty. You're certain that God is going to do exactly what he said he is going to do. You've already made your request known to him. You've already spent time with him. You're constantly spending time with him. You're constantly spending time in his word. You're constantly declaring the word of God over your situation. And I'm telling you, that peace, it's like he just blows on you. And that peace just overshadows you. You're able to walk in that peace of God, but there's something that we have to do as children of God. We have to declare his word. The Bible says that whatsoever we bind in heaven shall be bound on earth, and whatsoever we loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. And so whatever it is that we are binding and loosing, we need to go do it according to the word of God. We need to learn how to bind that depression and loose the joy of the Lord. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to declare the word of God over every situation. I'm going to declare the word of God over my mind, over my thoughts. I'm going to think good thoughts. I'm going to think about the peace of God. I'm going to think about how awesome God is. I'm just going to declare his word. I'm going to lay hands on myself and declare that my mind is in right standing with God, that my thoughts are on him, that my thoughts are thinking of the things of God, that my thoughts are not just wandering around like a loose child, you know, that is fatherless. None of us are fatherless. We all have a father, but God is the ultimate father. He is the one who created us. He is the one who knows our weaknesses. He is the one who knows our strength. He knows what we're going to do before we even do it. God knows every single thing about us. He knows every count of hair on our head. There is nothing that he does not know about us. And so when we go through those things and we need to know the peace of God, we need to feel the peace of God in our lives, we just have to declare his word. You know, if we're going through it, just confess it. God, this is how I'm feeling. I know you know everything, but your word also says to confess it. So, Lord, I'm feeling this type of way right here, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I need your help. You know, when we call on God, he said that he would answer. His word says if we call on him, he will answer us. Psalm 32 says, O Lord my God, I cry to you, and you have healed me. You listen, even though we still may be at that stage where we're going through the healing process, there's nothing wrong with you still declaring the word of God over your life. You can clearly state that word. O Lord my God, I cry to you, and you have healed me. That means I'm believing that God is going to heal. I believe that I'm already healed, no matter what. It doesn't matter what it look like. It may seem like things are crumbling down, but I'm not looking at that. I'm staying focused on the word of God. I'm staying focused on knowing that he cannot lie. I'm staying focused, declaring the word of God in every situation. Psalm 34:15. I'm going to give you guys a couple of scriptures today because I want you to be encouraged. And it's the reason why I said this, because the Lord was showing me that a lot of people are battling with the thought process in this hour. the enemy is really coming against the people of God with their thought process, with their in their mind, in their thinking. And we know that the devil is a liar. And so I want to just, the Lord is just telling me just to encourage the people of God today to just stay focused on him, regardless of what it is that we're going through. Stay focused on him. I can remember a time some months ago when the doctors were telling me that I needed to have some surgery done on my leg, and I was not happy about that at all. I mean, of course, nobody is happy. Nobody is happy about having surgery. But I can recall the doctors telling me that I needed surgery and what was going on with the bones in my legs. And then, you know, I ended up having to walk with the walker and all this kind of stuff. And my income was just tore up. And, I mean, all kinds of stuff was going on. And I remember my doctor prescribing me some medication for depression because I was starting to feel that way. And I stayed on that medicine for about 3 months. And then after that, you know, I said, God, I don't want to do this because I've been through depression before. And so I said, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this. And I remember getting that prescription filled again. And it was more than the normal cost, which I still believe was a strategic plan even now. And so I ended up not getting that prescription filled. It stayed at the pharmacy, and I would go get my other meds, but I would always leave that one there. And I constantly prayed and asked God, you know, I don't want to have to get on that medicine again because I just want to depend on you. Now, I'm not telling you guys, whoever's on the line, I'm not telling you to stop taking your medicine. Please do not stop taking your medicine. I'm going to say that again. Do not stop taking your medication. Hear what God is saying to you. Make sure that you do what the doctors are telling you to do. I mean, everybody's situation is different, so I'm not telling you to just stop taking your medicine because some medications we do need to take and allow God to wean us off in time, in his time. And just so happened that that time was my time because I had already experienced that before. Well, the medication ended up staying there, and I can recall some days that I was not feeling myself. I was not feeling the way that I would normally feel. I felt myself kind of slipping back into that depression stage, and I remember praying and asking God to help me get through this because I know I had things to do. I had kids to take care of. I had grandbabies to take care of. I had a ministry to take care to handle and just all kinds of stuff. And I remember going to bed every night listening to praise and worship music. I remember waking up every night, every morning with praise and worship music still going on. And I would wake up in the middle of the night. My praise and worship was still playing. And I remember waking up plenty of nights just praying and talking to God, just laying there, just praying and talking to God, you know, and just declaring that my mind is healed, you know, and binding that spirit of depression. I mean, just having a conversation with the Lord and just allowing the Lord to minister to me. I felt myself slipping back in that situation because so many things was going on that I was having to deal with. And, you know, I got to the point, you know, I had to depend on other people to take me where I needed to go, to help me, you know, with my personal needs. You know, my income was down to zero, and I was walking with a cane again, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And all of that stuff just started hitting me, you know. But again, like I said, some months after that, you know, the Lord just weaned me off of that medication. You know, I still, you know, continue to pray and ask God, you know, to just cover my mind and my thoughts. And that's what I wanted to encourage you guys today. Just ask the Lord to cover your mind, to help you to keep your mind on him. Because as I said before, the enemy is really busy, but we know God is victorious. We are victorious. God is already, Jesus has already won the battle for us, and we are already victorious in him. But we do need to continue to speak the word of God over our life. Isaiah 53 and 4 through 5 says, surely he has borne our grief, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows, excuse me, I'm sorry, and pains of punishment, yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. So the word of God already declares that We already made whole. We have to declare it over our. We have to declare it over ourselves. We have to speak the word over ourselves. We have to see ourselves as healed, even while we go through the process. And yes, I understand. Sometimes it's more. It's a lot easier said than done. But you have to keep pressing on. Don't you give up. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the promises that God has for you. Don't forfeit your assignment that God has already assigned to you. Many of us have assignments that God has already given us to carry out, and the enemy is so mad at you because you are walking in your assignment. So, of course, he's going to throw some dots at you, but that's okay, because you know that you are standing on a solid foundation of Jesus Christ. You know that God is above and above. He's above all, and he can handle anything that comes your way, our way. What we have to do, we have to continue to shower ourselves with praise and worship. We continuously have to stay in the presence of God. I mean, you know, some of us are walking around here, and we're saying that we trust God. We're saying that our faith is strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. But as soon as something happens, we start getting full of anxiety. We start worrying about things and, you know, as if we can take care of it ourselves. We can't take care of these things ourselves. Only God can handle these situations. And, you know, and I look at it like this. What good am I to you if I'm always worried about every little thing? What good am I to you if I'm full of anxiety all the time? How can I minister to you? You may need to minister to me. And so that's why we need to really make sure that when we're talking about, oh, yeah, my faith is strong, and, oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ, do we? Do we really believe that God is the head, and do we really believe that he is the Godhead and he is the God of the angel armies? Do we really believe that we are the head and not the tail? Do we really believe that Jesus Christ died for us and that he rose again with all power and authority in his hand? Do we really believe that God has given us the power to bind and to loose? Do we really believe that God has given us the authority to walk this thing out in the earth and to declare victory over our lives? Do we really believe that? If we really believe that, why do we so easily begin to worry about things that we know that is not in our control? We cannot change the course of time. We cannot change things that happen. Only God can take care of those things. But we can walk out his word. We can keep our eyes focused on him. We can trust him. We can believe him. You know, and it, again, it's so easy to say, oh, I believe God's going to do this. I know he's going to do it, until something happens. And then when something happens, we tend to fall apart. We get worried, and then our blood pressure goes up, and then we have to go to the hospital and get all this medication and just all sorts of stuff, and we can't minister to other people effectively about that. You know, some of the things that God talks to me about, and especially with, you know, when it comes to dealing with things of myself, my issues, because we all have them, is that we can't allow ourselves to just start thinking about what we're going through. You know, we start worrying about how we're going to help other people and how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. That's just such a selfish act, because what we do is when we worry, you know, when we show other people, when other people see that we are worried about their situation, you know, that makes them worry even more. And they're already the ones that's sick. And so it's a selfish act of us to just put that on other people who are already going through some things. And I'm not saying put on a mask, because we already talk about that mask. What I'm saying is, you know, don't allow people to see, especially ones who are counting on us to, you know, be there for us and pray for them and things like that. Don't allow them to see that we all jacked up, worried, and we crying and we boohooing and we all of this kind of stuff. And listen, if you're going to do anything, speak the word of God over them with authority. You know, people who are already going through things don't need pity parties. They really don't, because that just adds to what they're dealing with, because we're not declaring the word of God. We're acting out of emotions. They're already in an emotional state. They don't need us to come along and add more emotions to them. And now, on top of them dealing with what they're dealing with, they have to deal with us because we decide to be wimps. No, we can't be wimps. We have to step up to the plate. We have to put on our big girl, big boy undies, and we have to walk in faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not we walk by sight. We walk by faith and we walk by sight. Not by sight, I'm sorry. And so when we're walking in faith and we're not walking by sight, that simply means that even though I'm looking at the situation and it looks and the situation is not looking too good, I'm going to walk in faith. Why? Because I believe God. Why? Because the Bible tells me that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so therefore that means that even though I know it's looking kind of grim, but I'm still believing in faith that God is the change agent, that God is the one who makes all things new, that God is the one who can heal, and God is the one who can deliver, and God is the one who can restore. And so because I choose to walk in that arena, I'm going to just make sure that when I see you or when I go to minister to you to encourage you, I'm going to remind myself, it's not about me. It's not about how I'm feeling. It's not about, you know, what may be in my heart. What my assignment is to encourage you, but I can't encourage you if I'm weak in my faith as well. I can't encourage you if I'm worried and I'm not walking in belief. How am I going to come to you and tell you to trust God when you're not even trusting God yourself? Come on, somebody. And so that's why we really need to make sure that we understand how walking in the peace of God will help not only us, but it will help other people as well, because they will see that we're trusting God. And then that will begin to roll off on them. Maybe, you know, they'll be like, you know, when she's trusting God for my healing, and she's trusting God for my deliverance, you know, I'm trusting God as well, you know. And that shows them that we, you know, that in spite of what we go through. And that's what I tell people all the time when I'm talking to them. Yes, I go through things all the time, but I trust God because I know what God has brought me from. I know that he can do all things except fail. And so people seem to pull from that. Some people, anyway, they seem to pull from that. There's nothing wrong with people gleaning from you. It's really nothing wrong, as long as they're not trying to be you and you're not trying to be them. There's nothing wrong with people gleaning from us, as long as it's in a positive way, as long as they are finding out who they are and what their purpose is, not gleaning from you in such a way that they want to be a twin or be a clone of you or vice versa. But we're gleaning from each other, and that's the way it should be, because we're brothers and sisters in Christ, which means we should undergird and support each other and encourage each other. And so when they recognize that even though you go through things in life, they recognize that you're still able to walk in the peace of God, they want some of that, because everybody doesn't want to be walking around confused and chaos all the time. They don't want to be walking around feeling low in spirit all the time. They want to walk in a peace. They want to lay down in peace and know that when they get up, there's a peaceful aroma around them in their home, in their atmosphere. And so that's why we need to also always be mindful that it doesn't matter what we face or what we go through. Just come to know God as Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God. I'm telling you, it's none like it. There is none like the peace of God. When it seems like the heaviness is up on your shoulders, the weight of the world is up on our shoulders, it's just the peace of God. And the peace of God, it covers our minds. It covers our thoughts. It keeps us from thinking crazy thoughts. It keeps us from our thoughts being confused. You know, sometimes, I mean, if the peace of God is not over our mind, in our minds, it causes a lot of confusion. It causes a lot of distress. It causes a lot of discomfort. And because if you're not thinking straight, you're not thinking properly, then you can't make wise choices and wise decisions. And if we've been that person, you know, the type of people who normally does make wise choices and wise decisions, it's uncomfortable for, you know, us, for them to have to deal with that. And so that's why the peace of God, when we have to learn how to declare it over every situation. We have to just, again, lay hands on yourself. Don't wait till you get to the church house to do it. Lay hands on yourself and declare the word of God over yourself. Declare, my mind is thinking right. My thoughts are thinking right. I'm thinking the things of God. I'm thinking whatsoever is true, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good report. I'm thinking on those things of God. Why? Because I need God to cover my thoughts. I need him to help me to make decisions that are not detrimental to my life or anybody else's. I need God to just shower me down, shower down with, you know, with his peace. I just need to walk in peace. And God will do it. We just have to trust him. He will do it. The Bible says that he will not leave nor forsake us, and he won't. He will never leave nor forsake us. I have learned over what I've been doing, actually what I've learned over the last year or so, is that some things I just have to say no to. And so now I'm in that stage now. Sometimes I turn my phone off and, you know, and I just pull myself away because I have a lot going on right now. I have a whole lot going on right now. And I understand, you know, I'm getting older and I need the peace of God to just keep me at a place where I'm not getting all worked up about just foolishness, because I just can't do it. Why? As I shared with you guys before, I have grandbabies now and my grandbabies need me. Yeah, they need their grandma. They need their grandma in her right mind. They need their grandma to know that God is real, and they need to be able to understand, you know, as they grow up, that it's not what grandma do, but it's who grandma serve. And so when they see me trusting God and walking in faith and not worried and all anxiety and, you know, angst out and all that kind of stuff, they'll grow up to do the same thing. We have to understand, you know, this stuff rolls off on our grandchildren and our children. It rolls off on them. And so what we have to do, we have to take that authority. And so I don't wait for anybody to tell me, you know, you need to take a break. You need to relax. This sister right here to know when to turn the phone off. I know when to answer my phone, when not to answer it. I know when to cut conversations off. Why? Because I need to be in my right mind. I need to, when I pray for my kids and when I lay hands on my grandkids and my children, I need God to hear me. I need to know that he hear me. He can't, you know, I can't know that God hears me if I'm all worked up about stuff that I know I can't control. And so that's why I am enjoying the peace of God. I am enjoying turning my phone off sometimes. I am enjoying just sitting back and just laughing with my kids and my grandbabies and just relaxing, because I need to be effective in what I do. And I'm not just going to just stand before people and say, "My, you know, I have faith in God," but then as soon as something happens, I'm worried. I cannot do that. And then I understand that if I allow myself to, you know, become worried and anxious out about everything, I won't be here, you know, to see my grandbabies walk across the stage to graduate. I won't be here to see them get married and have children of them own, of their own, if I don't learn how to get that thing under control. And so I had to work on that. And so I tell you, there's nothing like the peace of God in spite of what's going on in the world around us, even some things in our, you know, the families these days. I am enjoying being in the peace of God. I am enjoying being able to think clearly. I thank God for him being my joy and my peace. He is just such an awesome God. And so I want to encourage you today, learn how to walk in the peace of God. Don't just talk about it, but you have to do it. You don't have to prove it to me, and I don't have to prove it to you, and you don't have to prove it to anybody else. You know whether you're walking in the peace of God or not, because when something happens, you won't flip out and do a few cockwheels behind it. You will just say, "Lord, I trust you," and keep it moving. Lord, I trust you, and keep it moving. So we want to thank you guys for joining in on the line today. We'll be back next Monday, same time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks, Blog Talk Radio, talking on the peace of God. And I leave you with the scripture, Isaiah 26:3, "You will keep in perfect peace whose mind are steadfast because they trust you." God bless you. We'll talk to you guys soon, and you be blessed. Bye-bye.